भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय इट्स ऑडिबल ना Hare Krishna. Today, audible? Is this audible? Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, The Science of God, Chapter 9. Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Verse number 31. Tvam va idam sat sad isha bhavams tato anyo. Maya yadatma para buddhir iyam hi apartha. यद्यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिर् इक्षणं च तद्वै तदेव वसुकालवदस्ति तरवो तं वा इदं सत्सदीश भवांस्ततो अन्यो माया यदात्म पर बुद्धिरियम हि अपार्थ यद्यस्य जन्म निधनं स्थितिरिक्षणं च तद्वै तदेव वसुकालवदस्ति तर्वो Tvam va idam sadasaddisha bhavamstato anyo. Maya yadatma para buddhiriyam hi apartha. Yadyasya janma nidanam stiti rikshanam cha. तद्वै तदेव वसुकालवदस्ति तरवो प्लीज चैंट तं वा इदं सदसदीश
Karvai Kadeva Vasukala Padashti Karavo
माताजी त्वं यू वा आइदर इदम द होल यूनिवर्स सत असत कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ कॉज एंड इफेक्ट यू आर द कॉज एंड योर एनर्जी इज द इफेक्ट Isha, O my Lord, the Supreme Controller, Bhavan, yourself, Tata, from the universe, Anya, separately situated. The creation is made by the Lord, yet he remains separate from the creation. Maya, The energy that appears as a separate creation. Yat, of which Atma para buddhi, the conception of one's own and another's. Yam, this, he, indeed, apartha, has no meaning. Everything is your lordship, and therefore there is no hope for understanding my and your. Yat, the substance from which, yasya, of which, janma, creation, nidhanam, annihilation, sthiti, maintenance, Ikshanam, manifestation, cha, and, tat, that, va, or, etat, this, eva, certainly, vasukalavat, like the quality of being the earth, and beyond that, the subtle element of the earth. Smell, asti taravo, the seed and the tree. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore not different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is not different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In Bhagavad Gita 7.10, the Lord says, Bijam mam sarva bhutanam vidhi partha sanatanam, O son of Pritha. Know that I am the original seed of all existences. In the Vedic literature, it is said, Ishavasyam idam sarvam, yato va imani bhutani jayante, and sarvam khalav idam brahma. All this Vedic information indicates that there is only one God and that there is nothing else but Him. The Mayavadi philosophers explain this in their own way, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead asserts the truth that He is everything and yet is separate from everything. This is the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which is called Achintya Bhed Abhed Tattva. Everything is one, the Supreme Lord, yet everything is separate from the Lord. This is the understanding of oneness and difference. The example given in this Likard, Vasu Kalavad Asti Taravo, is very easy to understand. Everything exists in time, yet there are different phases of the time factor, present, past and future. Present, past and future are one. Every day we can experience the time factor as morning, noon and evening. And although morning is different from noon, which is different from evening, all of them taken together are one. The time factor is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Lord is separate from the time factor. Everything is created, maintained and annihilated by time. But the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, has no beginning and no end. He is Nitya Shashvata, eternal, permanent. Everything passes through times, phases of present, past and future. Yet the Lord is always the same. Thus, there is undoubtedly a difference between the Lord and the cosmic manifestation, but actually they are not different. Accepting them to be different is called avidya, ignorance. True oneness, however, is not equivalent to the conception of the Mayavadis. The true understanding is that the differences are manifested by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The seed is manifested as a tree which displays varieties in its trunk, branches, leaves, flowers and fruits. Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakura has therefore sung Keshava Tuya Jagat Vichitra. My dear Lord, your creation is full of varieties. The varieties are one and at the same time different. This is the philosophy of Achintya Bhed Abhed Tattva. The conclusion given in Brahma Samhita is this: Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidanand Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, known as Govinda, is a supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. Because the Lord is the supreme cause, everything is one with him. But when we consider varieties, we find that one thing is different from another. We may conclude, therefore, that there is no difference between one thing and another, yet in varieties there are differences. In this regard, Madhvacharya gives an example concerning a tree and a tree in fire. Both trees are the same, but they look different because of the time factor. The time factor is under the control of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Supreme Lord is different from time. An advanced devotee consequently does not distinguish between happiness and distress. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8, Tatte anukampam susamikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam. When a devotee is in a condition of so-called distress, he considers it a gift or blessing from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When a devotee is always thus situated in Krishna consciousness, in any condition of life, he is described as Mukti Padesa Daya Bhak, a perfect candidate for returning home back to Godhead. The word Daya Bhak means inheritance. A son inherits the property of his father. Similarly, when the devotee is fully Krishna conscious, undisturbed by dualities, he is sure that he will return home back to Godhead, just as one inherits his father's property. Om Agyan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Verse number 31. Translation. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, the entire cosmic creation is caused by you, and the cosmic manifestation is an effect of your energy. Although the entire cosmos is but you alone, you keep yourself aloof from it. The conception of mine and yours is certainly a type of illusion, because everything is an emanation from you and is therefore not different from you. Indeed, the cosmic manifestation is not different from you, and the annihilation is also caused by you. This relationship between your lordship and the cosmos is illustrated by the example of the seed and the tree, or the subtle cause and the gross manifestation. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So in yesterday's verse and today's verse, Prahlad Maharaj is describing the relationship between Krishna and Prakriti. Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada explains there are five subject matters: Ishvara, Jiva, Kala, Prakriti, Karma, and also the relationship between Ishvara and Jiva, Ishvara and Prakriti, Jiva and Prakriti. So, the same relationship is described in more details in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, generally, in this bhakti scriptures or spiritual scriptures, we read who is God. In today's verse, we will read who is not God. And what is the answer? Who is not God? Prahlad Maharaj says, nobody is not God. Nobody is not God. Everything is you alone. We may feel that this is Mayavad philosophy, but this is Bhagavatam philosophy, wherein the cause of cosmic manifestation, which is Krishna, the cause of cosmic manifestation and the cosmic manifestation itself are equated. I'll give an example. Suppose there's gold. In my hand, I have gold. Now, I take a gold necklace, make a gold necklace out of this gold and keep it in this hand. So what does this contain? Gold. Clear? What does this contain? Gold necklace. Clear? Can I call this gold? Yes? So both is same? No? Both are gold? There is no difference between both. Just because this has a different shape, so does it become a different object? No. Why we call this necklace? Because we have a neck. We are calling it necklace because we use it in that way. If there is a living entity who doesn't use it in that way, or like a snake who doesn't have a neck, will it call it a necklace? What do you call? And this? So both are same. That which we see from one angle as different, gold and gold necklace, actually both are same. Now can I call this gold necklace? But from where did this come? So how this is not gold necklace? This contains gold necklace. This is gold necklace plus XYZ, extra. This is gold necklace plus X plus Y plus Z, whatever you call. Right? So this is gold, this is gold necklace. This is gold necklace. Are they different? Are they same? So if I ask you, are they different? You'll say, no, 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 they are not different. I ask you, are you same? Are they same? You say, no, no, they are not same. Such an illogical answer. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. So we can't call them different, we can't call them same. So what we call them? We call them same also and different also. But when Monday same, Tuesday different, same day, same time, we call them simultaneously same and simultaneously different. This is Achintya Bhed Abhed Tattva, explained in very crude language. It's more higher than this. So this Prakriti, material nature, Prakriti means material nature, not material world. There's difference between material nature and material world. Manifestation of material nature is called material world. Material world is temporary or permanent? Temporary. Material nature is temporary or permanent? Permanent. This is the difference. Even if material world is destroyed, material nature is never destroyed. Material nature, Prakriti, always exists. Okay? The gold necklace is temporary or permanent? Temporary. The shape can be destroyed. But the gold in this example is permanent. The existence of necklace is because of our conception, not in real terms. Because I have conception of necklace or ring or bangle, it's my conception. If I take gold and make a triangle out of it, I will call it bangle? No. Ring? No. Necklace? No. What will I call it? I'll call it gold only. Because I have no use of it as a function. If I make a bangle or a necklace, I'll not call it gold. I'll call it necklace, bangle. Because in my conception there is a function. Necklace can be worn in a neck. Bangle can be put in a hand. Triangle, for my body, no function. So I will not give a separate name to it as an ornament. I'll say it's gold only. If I make a cube out of it, will I call it a toy? I'll still call it gold. If I make a glass out of it, I will call it glass, not gold. Now what is this? Some shape you call gold, some shape you call it a name based on the function. Right? But they all are same manifestations. Why we are differentiating with them? Prahlad Maharaj says differentiating like this between two manifestations is illusion, maya. Krishna creates. Now for the gold, you require a designer to make a necklace. Here there is no designer. Gold itself is making itself. Krishna creates this cosmic material world from his own energy. There is gold, designer and gold. Two. Here there is Krishna making material world out of material nature, but these are not two. Krishna makes material world out of his own energy. So Krishna is a cause of material world and Krishna is equal to the material world. If Krishna is not the cosmic manifestation, then there is some independent existence other than Krishna. From where does it come? How did it come? We say Krishna, janma adi asya yatah. Everything emanates from Krishna. Right? That means, before emanating, everything was inside Krishna. That means Krishna is there and nothing is there. Then something else comes. From where does that something come? That comes from Krishna only. So it cannot be separated from Krishna. This is very deep philosophy. Nothing can be separated from Krishna. This cosmic manifestation cannot have an independent existence. So Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear Lord, you are the cause of this cosmic manifestation. Sarva Karana Karanam. You are yourself this cosmic manifestation. This cosmic manifestation is effect of your energy. There is cause and there is effect. Krishna is cause, material world is the effect. Prahlad Maharaj says these both are same. There are lots of varieties, but they all are equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not see them separate. Just like if you go to Juhu Beach, what do you see? Ocean? What ocean means what you saw? Water. When you go to bathroom, see water. Here also water, here also water. Any difference? So why you say ocean I saw? Why don't you say water I saw? Big water. Instead of saying big water, we say ocean. But it's water only. Is it a separate substance? Hydrogen, oxygen, anything else is there? Okay, fish is there. Is it a separate substance? The same water which we see daily. But we say ocean. We don't say I went to see water. We say I went to see ocean. Why don't we say I went to see water? When it is water, why don't we say this? Is it grammatically wrong? No. But we say, no, no, I didn't go to see water. Then what did you go to see? I went to see ocean. And what is ocean? Water. Okay, I'll go next step now. What else you saw when you saw the ocean? I saw waves. Okay, so you saw ocean? Yes. You saw waves? Yes. Both the things you saw? Yes. What is ocean? Water. Okay, what is waves? That's also water. Ocean is also water. Waves is also water. Still, why we are using so many different terms? Not only we are using so many different terms, we are having different experience. The experience of seeing water in the tap, and the experience of seeing water called ocean, and the experience of seeing a wave, water called wave, is different. But all are same. This is called variety. Same, but different. And different, but same. This is called variety. What is a wave? Is it water? Yes. But actually not. Anybody can tell what is a wave? Yeah. So wave is effect of wind on water. Wave is effect of wind on water. So when I am seeing a wave, when I am seeing water called wave, actually I am seeing the effect of wind. But I never go and say, I saw wind today. Because our conception is very gross. I saw wave. Behind wave, there is the object, water. Behind wave, there is wind. But we don't say, I saw wind. We don't say, I saw the effect of wind. We don't say, I saw effect of wind on water. We say, I saw wave. I saw waves, so nice, big, small, right? In the same way, whatever we see, this glass, this table, this garland, this bus, this car, this road, this star, this sun, this moon, all this is what? Effect. Effect of Krishna's energies. But in ordinary language, we don't use that. That is by default, in bracket. We say the rest part of the sentence, I saw car. Actually what should be saying is, I saw Krishna's one energy, one effect, which we call car. This is actual sentence. This is actual observation. But the first part is in bracket by default. We don't say. Atheist also don't say. Theist also don't say. What remains is I saw car. For easy communication. If you use the real communication, people will put you in mental hospital. They will not be comfortable. So for easy communication, we say, I saw car, I saw bus. So many varieties we see daily. But all these varieties are all effect of Krishna's energy. Now if a big wave comes, or a small wave comes, are they different or same? They are same. We call it different because of our experience. But actually they are same. What are they? Effect of wind. Right? So Krishna's effect is same. But our experience with different material items because of different senses is different. Some item is beautiful, some item is tasty, some item is melodious, some item is fragrant, some item is soft, some is hard, some is bad, smell, some is bitter, some is noise, some is ugly. But what is the difference between beauty, ugly, sweet, bitter, soft, hard, is our experience when our senses come in contact with that object. But behind that object is Krishna's energy, which is all same. It doesn't include our experience. It is only variety of objects. Behind that variety is Krishna, who is not a variety, who is single. One and only one. Ishvara, Parama Krishna, Satchidanand Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Kharana Kharanam. One and only one. The seed and the tree. Are they two same or different? The seed and the tree. They are same. A seed after some time is called a tree. Or a blooming flower and a unbloomed, what do you call it? Kali. English? Bud. What is the difference between bud and flower? Same or different? They are same object or two different objects? The same object. Why you call two different names? One you call bird, one you call flower. One object, two different names, two different conceptions. They are same object. Bird, after some time, is called flower. Bird, after some time, is called flower. So essentially, bird is equal to flower. In the same way, Krishna, after some time, is called cosmic manifestation. After some time, it's called only Krishna. Cosmic manifestation annihilated. Finished. So why we call different? It's because of our varieties, our experience of varieties. But Krishna is same. Now, when I take gold and make gold necklace, gold ring, gold bangles, the gold is finished. This is material property. But when I have Krishna, and Krishna creates earth, planet, sun, moon, universe, water, fire, air, ether, Krishna is not finished. Krishna is not finished. He is absolute truth. So when the whole cosmic manifestation comes out of Krishna, what remains is Krishna. And when the whole cosmic matter goes inside Krishna, what is the final product is? Krishna. There is no increase or decrease. There is no profit or loss. Krishna plus cosmic manifestation is equal to Krishna. Krishna minus cosmic manifestation is equal to Krishna. There is no loss. In material gold, there is a loss. The gold will keep decreasing. But in Krishna, there is nothing like that. He is infinite. He is unlimited. He doesn't have material property. Why? Because time has no effect on Krishna. Time has effect on cosmic manifestation. Krishna is non-different from cosmic manifestation, but cosmic manifestation has beginning and end, is under time. Krishna has no beginning and end. So Krishna is not under time. This is where the Mayavadis utilize such verses to say Krishna is equal to Prakriti. But we understand that even though Krishna is equal to cosmic manifestation, but at the same time He is different from cosmic manifestation, the proof being that the time factor has influence on the cosmic manifestation. The cosmic manifestation has a beginning and an end, but the time factor has no influence on Krishna. Krishna doesn't have a beginning and an end. So yes, they are equal, but they are also different. The whole cosmic manifestation is inside Krishna, but Krishna is aloof from it. When Krishna is a small baby in Vrindavan, was in Yashoda Maiya's lap, so one day Kansa, he sent Trinavrat to kill Krishna. So Kansa, Trinavrat came as a whirlwind, very heavy wind, and his plan was to take the baby, go up in the sky and throw, and the baby will die. Simple plan. So when Trinavrat was coming to Vrindavan, Krishna got alert, guest coming. So Krishna didn't want Yashoda Maiya to have any trouble, because Trinavrat was coming not in a simple form, he was coming in a wind, heavy wind. So Krishna made his body so heavy that Yashoda Maiya, who was carrying Krishna, felt that I may drop him and he will get hurt. She was outside the house and she kept the baby down on the earth. No mother will keep the baby down on the earth. No mother will do. That too outside the house. Inside the house, the mother may keep on the floor. But outside, any mother will keep down? No. But he was so heavy that he may slip from my hand. So out of protection, Yashoda Maiya kept down and went inside the house. Now no mother will do that also. Keep the baby outside and go inside. But she went inside. Krishna arranged this so that she is protected. And then Trinavrat came and kidnapped Krishna, took him high in the sky. And there is a big story how he crash landed. He was killed. So when he got killed, he landed so forcibly that all the stones, big stones on which he landed, they became powder. There was powder below and there was powder above. The stones became powder and the bones became powder. And Krishna was playing on his chest. So then such a noise, everybody came, Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba. So when Nanda Baba heard the whole story, he became very upset on Yashoda Maiya. He said, from today, Krishna will not go outside the house. Whatever games, he will play inside. If any children want to play with him, call them inside. All toys, we will take new toys, keep it inside. But Krishna will not go out. Because there is danger. Now which child likes this? Any child likes this? Don't go out. Don't play. Play inside. So Krishna didn't like this. He was upset. But as a small boy, what he can do? So one day, after this incident, Yashoda Maiya was feeding Krishna her breast milk. And after Krishna's tummy got full, Yashoda Maiya was so satisfied. Krishna is drinking milk and Yashoda Maiya is getting satisfied. This is devotional service. When we decorate Krishna nicely, we get satisfied. When we do nice abhishek of Krishna, we get satisfied. If somebody comes and does your abhishek, honey, water, cow dung, cow urine, juice, milk curd, anybody will be satisfied? Or such dress you wear and go in out, walk, have a walk, will not be satisfied. Krishna is royal. So Yashoda Maiya was very satisfied. Krishna's face was like a blooming lotus, smiling, curly hair, blackish body. So Krishna yawned. He opened his mouth wide. And inside his mouth, Yashoda Maiya saw earth, sun, moon, stars, mountains, rivers, waterfalls, forest, desert, sand, everything. On a small circular screen, she is seeing everything. But this was not a screen. Actual whole world was inside Krishna's mouth. Actual world. This was not a image or a model, small model. Actual whole world she saw in Krishna's mouth. And she was awake, her whole face, color of the face changed, became white, and she was surprised, she was shocked, she was bewildered, she didn't knew what to do, what to say, how to react. Now, what will you react of this? She was just aghast. And then Nanda Baba came. And he saw his wife's face completely different, aghast. Because just now she saw the whole world in Krishna's mouth. How will the mother react to this? So Nanda Baba said, "Hey, what happened to you?" What Nanda Baba thought is, she got afraid of me. Because she might have sent Krishna out to play when I told not to send. Nanda Baba thought like this. Because their whole thing was centered around Krishna. So he told Yashoda Maiya, "Hey, what happened to you? Did you send Krishna out? I told not to send him out to play. Did you send?" Yashoda Maiya said, "Prabhu, what is outside is inside. What is outside him is inside him. There is no meaning not sending him outside." Then she explained the whole picture, what she saw. Then Nanda Baba was surprised. He says, "I think Lord Narayana has arranged this because he didn't like us that we restrict this baby. Okay, you send him outside." So Krishna, who was restricted to play outside, just to fulfill his desire to play outside, he manifested this shloka. Which shloka? That everything is inside me. Everything is inside me. Krishna is non-different from this material world. If a mother is pregnant, she has a child inside, we still see as one person. We still see as one person. How many tickets you have to purchase? Two. Why? Two, na? Andar bhi ek hai, na? One person. As soon as a child comes out, two. What is the actual? One or two? In the same way, the whole cosmic manifestation is in Krishna's womb. It's one. It comes out, we have an experience of two. Mother Devaki, she prays to Krishna, you were inside me? Because in the jail, when Krishna came out, he started speaking. As soon as he was born, he was speaking. Four-handed Narayan form. Devaki said, you were inside me? But few days ago, Brahma came, he said, everything is inside you. We all are in your womb, and you are in my womb. This is amazing. Markandeya Rishi, he prayed to Krishna, and Krishna got pleased with him, came as Nar Narayan Rishi in Badrika Ashram. He said, what benediction you want? He said, I want to see your Maya. He said, okay, tatastu. And then at the end, annihilation happened. For millions of years, Markandeya Rishi was in waters, protected. For millions, no food. There was so much water, still he was thirsty, nothing to drink, nothing to eat, no sleep. Imagine millions of years in water, alive, all dark, very, very difficult. So as he was going in this water up and down, he saw island and he saw banyan tree. So after millions of years you are seeing land. He immediately tried to go there. On the top branch, left side of a banyan tree, he saw a banyan leaf on which a small boy was sleeping. Small baby. With the toe of his foot inside his mouth, sucking his toe. That's Krishna. Krishna was thinking, all devotees want my lotus feet, what is so tasty in my lotus feet? So he started sucking his toe. So Markandeya saw the bluish boy on a banyan tree, so effulgent, so beautiful, so sweet, so cooling. All his hunger, thirst he forgot. All the years of deficiency in sleep he forgot. He rushed towards the boy. And what did the boy do? He inhaled him and he went inside his nose. Actually. And he went inside Krishna's belly. And what did he saw there? Badrika Ashram. He was in his own ashram, sitting and chanting Hare Krishna. He was bewildered. He said, I am inside Krishna, or before I was outside Krishna, or now I am outside Krishna. Then after some time Krishna exhaled. Again he came out. And where he came out? Again Badrika Ashram, sitting and chanting. He said, now I am outside, or previously I was outside? Or now I am inside, or previously I was outside? He couldn't figure out this. And he concluded, everything is Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Nothing is separate from Krishna. From our viewpoint, we have a material energy, not from Krishna's viewpoint. Because our consciousness is either of serving Krishna or enjoying ourselves. So when we are serving Krishna, everything is spiritual. When we are trying to enjoy, then the objects we come in contact, they are sense objects. They are part of material energy. So Krishna, he is beyond the time factor. And by the influence of time factor, there are transformations or changes happening in this world. And this time factor and these changes give us experience of varieties. All these varieties and transformations or motion itself is only because of time factor. But Krishna is beyond time factor. Everything is under the purview of Krishna. We are below the time factor. Krishna is above the time factor. So it is not easy to understand Krishna because we are conditioned by time, conditioned by past, present, future. But above this there is just an event. No past, no present, no future. It's just an event, just existence. So advanced devotees, when they understand such philosophy, they understand happiness and distress. These two are only varieties. But they all are under Krishna's hands. So whether they are happy or they are distressed, they continue doing their same duties. They don't react and change their duties because happiness and distress is different. They continue to do their duties. In fact, Prabhupada quotes Brahmaji, Lord Brahma, that anybody who tolerates his distress and still continues to perform his devotional service, mukti pade dhaya bhak, he will inherit the kingdom of God. Just as a son inherits father's property without any effort, similarly a devotee who tolerates pain inherits liberation without any effort. Just by tolerating our karma, our pain, we get Vaikuntha. Tolerance is so essential if you want to advance in spiritual life. If we are insulted or we are in pain or there is outside forces acting on us, we can definitely attack or react. There are various options. Lord Brahma says if you choose the option of tolerance, then you inherit the kingdom of God. So a sadhu, a devotee, should learn to be tolerant. In many times we may have heard that humility is the first step of advancement in spiritual life. You heard this? What is the second step? Tolerance. Tolerance gives us further advancement in spiritual life. So we should tolerate. Like a tree tolerates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses the example of a tree. Trinadapi suni chena taror iva shahi shuna. Taror is tree, tolerate like a tree. When you throw a stone to a tree, what does the tree do? Gives fruits. So if somebody throws stones to you, give fruits to them. Be their well-wisher. Tolerance, if you cut a branch of the tree regrows the branch. That is tolerance. When we tolerate, we have spiritual growth. If you are tolerating, but you are not having spiritual growth, then that is not tolerance. That is improper application of tolerance. Sometimes there is abusive, exploitative, violent relationships, and in the name of Trinadapi Sunichena, we are told to tolerate. That is not tolerance, because such relationships and experiences don't give spiritual growth. Tolerance should not be in mode of ignorance. Tolerance, if it doesn't give spiritual growth, it is misapplication. If the floor is dirty and somebody says, hey, temple room so dirty, say we are tolerant. That's not tolerance. Tolerating uncleanliness is mode of ignorance. Cleanliness is mode of goodness. Tolerance is also mode of goodness. So how can I tolerate uncleanliness? So that's not tolerance. I have to put effort and clean it. Tolerating such things which don't give spiritual growth is cowardice. That's not good. So if we tolerate our pain, knowing well that my distress is because of my past karma, very peacefully and rapidly we can grow in spiritual life. But for this to happen, behind this experience of distress, we should know is Krishna's hands. And for that we should know this whole cosmic manifestation is non-different from Krishna. So whatever is happening in my life is because of Krishna. When we understand this, it's easy to tolerate. If you are on an operation table or on a clinic and the doctor is putting needle on you, what will you do? Tolerate. But if a friend comes and put a needle, he will not tolerate. You will slap him. You say, if already I am unwell and you are putting a needle. But if you see doctor's hand, even if he by mistakenly puts a needle, you will tolerate. Because you are seeing what? Are you seeing needle? Are you seeing pain? No, you are seeing doctor's hand. Similarly, whatever happens to us, if we see Krishna's hand, it will be very easy to tolerate. But if we see somebody else's hand, then even if he gives sweet rice, we will not tolerate. Say, Jarur Jai Dala Hoga. So, if we learn, this verse is not just dry philosophy. If we learn to see Krishna's hand in everything we are experiencing, it will be easy to tolerate. And if you are tolerating, very easily we can go back home, back to God. So we have to learn to see Krishna's hand. We have to learn to see everything happening with me is Rx, is prescribed for me. A doctor prescribes different items for different patients. And the patient accepts it. If a doctor comes in a ward, he says, bed number 21, liquid diet. Bed number 22, full prasad. Bed number 21 is partial. Not good doctor. No, he'll say, oh, thank you so much. This is for me. Different prescriptions. Similarly, every day Krishna gives a prescription for us. This person, 2 insults. This person, 3 gifts. This person, 4 losses. It's for us. Why? Because we need to be cured. This is our treatment based on past karma. This many happiness and this many distress experiences per day. So we should know this is prescribed for us. Nobody is to be blamed. They are all instruments around us and we tolerate. This is not cowardice. We don't tolerate because we can't react or attack. We tolerate because we will grow. Like on Ekadashi, we don't take grains. Why? Because we don't have it? Or our digestion is bad? No. We can take grains. We are capable to take grains. We have money to eat. Purchase grains, but we don't take grains. Why? Because if we don't take grains on Ekadashi, we grow in spiritual life. That is the only reason. Fasting. Similarly, we can attack, we can be violent, we can also insult others, we can also slap others, but I will tolerate. Why? Why you will tolerate when you can fight back? Oh, fasting. I am fasting from violence. I am fasting from high volume speech. I am fasting from bad words, harsh, rough words. Why? Because by that I will grow in spiritual life. Because I want to grow in spiritual life, I am fasting from grains on Ekadashi. In the same way, because I want to grow in spiritual life, I am fasting from giving reaction in mode of passion and mode of ignorance. I am giving reaction in mode of goodness. I am tolerating. Parikshit Maharaj was cursed to die in 7 days. What did he do? He had so many options. Option one, he could have got an army. Between him and that snake, he can have an army. That army will kill the snake. He can counter curse. He can neutralize the curse. He can pray to Radha Rasbihari, please, somehow let the curse go away. He can go and beg forgiveness from the Rishi. Or he can challenge him, how can you curse me? I didn't do anything wrong. But what did he do? He accepted the curse. He tolerated it. But did he grow in spiritual life by tolerance? Yes, he heard Srimad Bhagavatam. And he grew. And before the 7th day, the Takshaka snake came and bit him. He was liberated. And because of him, today we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. If Parikshit had not tolerated, we would not be here in this scenario. We may be in a different scenario. Because Parikshit tolerated, he heard Srimad Bhagavatam and he grew in spiritual life. So Parikshit Maharaj was more than capable to counteract the curse, to fight back with the bird. So many things he could have done. He had a big army, he had money, he was an emperor. but he tolerated. So we should learn this. If we are humble and tolerant, then we can chant 24 hours. Otherwise, 16 also will be difficult. And we want to do more, Kirtanaya Sada Hari. So we should learn to tolerate. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. If there are any questions or comments, we will take. Yes, Mike.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Thank you, Prabhuji. You very nicely explained that how Krishna is non-different from this material creation. But there is also a misapplication of this. We hear a story of Shankaracharya when he drank the liquor, saying that this is Brahman, I am Brahman, Brahman going into Brahman. So how do we explain that people may misapply this?
So I didn't went into the other part of how Mayavadis misinterpret this. This philosophy is mentioned in scriptures, and the same scriptures say the way to apply this philosophy is based on our stage. So on our stage we need to differentiate between material and spiritual energy, favorable and unfavorable activities, so that our consciousness is elevated. So we have a whole process, whole do's and don'ts. In higher stage, like even in Bhakti Yoga, there is a stage of avaduta, where there is no difference between cleanliness and uncleanliness, taking bath or not taking bath, wearing Gayatri thread or not wearing Gayatri thread, walking naked or walking with full clothes or having nice ornaments. There is no difference between all these things. There's a higher stage. So we need to apply this same philosophy in our stage. When we grow higher, the same philosophy will be applied in a different way. Like fasting Ekadashi is a simple statement, but for different advanced devotees and new devotees, this applies in a different way. For someone it applies Nirjal, for someone it applies fruits and milk, for someone it applies 64 rounds, for someone it applies 25 rounds, for someone it applies 16 rounds. Same act applies in a different way. So this philosophy has to be applied at our stage under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. Okay? Any more questions? Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.